From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's time now for our weekly technology segment, All Tech Considered. Last week, we took you shopping in a virtual online mall. This week, we get into the true holiday spirit. We're going to talk about giving, and we're not talking about merchandise. And I'm joined once again by our tech guru, Omar Gayaga. Hello, Omar.
Hi, happy holidays.
Help us understand what we're talking about when we examine this intersection where charitable giving meets new technology.
Well, we're not just talking about giving necessarily. We're also talking about charities, nonprofits, even some for-profits using technology for good. They've really come to embrace the grassroots to raise money, but also to raise awareness and to mobilize people. So they're using technology in really new and interesting ways.
Well, speaking of using technology in new and interesting ways, we wanted to look at an unfortunate situation that's fairly common. A loved one or a friend or a neighbor is sick or is grieving, and someone wants to pitch in with a home-cooked meal or perhaps running an errand or making sure that someone gets to the house to mow the lawn. And we found a company online that actually helps people coordinate all that goodwill. From this company's website, you can create your own local site, complete with a calendar where friends can sign up to help. It even includes a photo gallery and a place to post words of encouragement. We sent NPR's Noah Adams to find out exactly how it works.
Lots of Helping Hands. It's all one word, LOTSA, Helping Hands. It is .com, not .org. We'll explain the .com part in a minute. The local websites are free, private, and quickly set up. In Potomac, Maryland, Marcy Sussman's friends came together online after she told them she had breast cancer and would have a double mastectomy.
It was peace of mind before I went into the hospital. It was peace of mind to me that somebody didn't need to make telephone call after telephone call to set it up.
Deborah Panich is the coordinator of the website they call Sussman's Helping Hands. The members, to find out how Marcy's feeling, for example, just log on and check Deborah's update.
Marcy came home from the hospital Friday afternoon. She's doing well, managing the pain with Percocet and Motrin. Joey and Benji are glad to have their mommy home, but are understandably having difficulty keeping their distance from her. To that end, any playdates would be very much appreciated.
We had a great lasagna meal, which was perfect for the kids, one of their favorite foods.
Updates, playdates, and of course the food.
Chicken teriyaki with potatoes and green beans. We had spaghetti and meatballs one night.
Most of the neighbors know Marcy, her husband David, and the boys from the nearby Orthodox synagogue. And with the website, Deborah explains, if somebody is slow to sign up for a mitzvah, a good deed, they might miss out.
And they call me up, and I'm like, I wanted to cook for Marcy, but, you know, all 30 days are gone already. And I said, I'm sorry.
There's, I think, 95 people on that list.
The parent company, Lots of Helping Hands, started 3 years ago. The co-founders had made money with dot-coms, and they thought, why not put tech to work here? They call it social good for profit. Most of the revenue comes from co-branding. Let's say a healthcare company or a hospice group wants to offer its own Helping Hands service with access through its own website. They'll pay a fee to do that. For nonprofits like the Lance Armstrong Cancer Foundation, there's no charge. Co-founder Hal Chappell explains.
We offer Lots of Helping Hands to more than 50 national healthcare organizations. They get to offer to their audience, extend their goodwill, have their name associated with this type of service to family caregivers.
Marcy Sussman's site in Maryland went up in November and will continue to be useful. Last week, Marcy found out she'll have chemotherapy throughout the coming months. Noah Adams, NPR News.